Spring turkey season is upon us, and don't be caught out in the woods without having Onyx Hunt on your phone. One feature Onyx has that is often overlooked for turkey hunting is their recent imagery filter with their elite memberships. This imagery is updated week to week, and it comes in extremely handy, especially when you're trying to find these gobble zones where these turkeys will go out in a high spot on a fresh clear cut and strut around all day long. Actually, I was just looking at it on Onyx where the timber company just came into Andrew's Club and did a very small clear cut along this creek. And I can see the high spots on the topographical map, but also I can see exactly where they mulch. And those are going to be hot spots for finding gobblers, especially mid-morning after they get off their hens, getting up on these little high spots in this fresh, small clear cut along the creek and strutting and gobbling all day long. If you want to give Onyx a try, you can actually download it for free, try it for 7 days. And if you decide to purchase, you can use the promo code Southern and save on your premium and elite memberships. So going into this turkey season, know where you stand with Onyx.
Look, y'all know we harp on it a lot. You need a good pair of binos. Yeah, I never hunted with binos until I was almost into my 20s. I never did it when I was a teenager or anything like that, or when I was a kid, we never had binos. And when I bought my first pair of Vortex binos, the first binos I ever purchased back in like 2015, it immediately made a huge difference for me, especially in the turkey woods. So give yourself the advantage of a good pair of binos this spring, whether you're looking for more of like an entry-level bino like the Vortex Diamondbacks or something really, really nice like the Razors. Vortex is going to have something for you. And hey, don't pay full price for it. Use our discount code at eurooptic.com. Use the code SGN10 to get a discount on any Vortex optics that you want to order. Again, that's eurooptic.com, code SGN10 to go get a discount on any Vortex product you order. If you live in the Gulf Coast region, you need to find yourself at the EcoWild Expo May 10th through the 12th in Mobile. It is the premier outdoor expo for the Gulf Coast region, and we're going to be there. We're going to have a booth. We're super excited about it. Can't wait to meet you guys that live down there. We absolutely love the Gulf Coast region, so to be a part of this show, we're super excited about. We're going to have past podcast guests there at our booth for you to talk to, guys who are relevant for your area, who you can talk to, you can pick their brain, you can joke with them, laugh with them, tell them your story, whatever you want to do. It's going to be an awesome time. We're already working on some past podcast guests, but hey, if you live in this area and you have a suggestion for someone you want to see at that show, write in and we'll see if we can get them. There's going to be all kinds of exhibitors at the show that are focused on hunting, fishing, conservation, and recreation. There's going to be activities for the whole family there. They got axe throwing, archery. They're going to have our podcast booth. And then for the kids, they got touch tanks, a honeybee exhibition, a raptor show, kids fishing tank, BB gun range, and a butterfly house. So you're going to love it. Your kids are going to love it. It's going to be an awesome time. So head on over to ecowildexpo.com to get more information on the show and to go ahead and grab your tickets. And hey, mark it on your calendar. May 10th through the 12th. Be there. We want to see you and we're excited to talk to you. So we'll see you at the EcoWild Expo this May 10th through the 12th at the Mobile Convention Center in Mobile, Alabama.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Guys, what's going on? It is Jacob Myers with the Southern Outdoorsman, and on this week's Strut Report, we'll be covering Tennessee with our buddy Rick Taylor, which actually Rick is standing right here next to me as we are roosting some birds, or attempting to roost some birds up here in Tennessee for the governor's tag, which is tomorrow on Saturday. But anyways, guys, should be a great episode. Hope you guys enjoy it. Due to some technical difficulties, we're just going to be covering one state today, so it's going to be a short episode. But we appreciate you guys for tuning in for this week's episode, which again is always presented by Houndstooth Game Calls. Houndstooth actually just had one of their calls in the Field and Stream magazine as editor's choice for best turkey call of the year, which is the KB Hen, which is probably one of Andrew's favorite calls right now. So make sure you guys check that out on their website at www.houndstoothgamecalls.com. Check it out, buy it, and see how you like it. Let us know. Send us you know, send us a message how you like it and kind of go from there. But once again, guys, we'll kind of jump straight into this week's episode. And once again, we'll see you on Monday for our full-length episode. But also make sure you guys are already entered to win our giveaway we're doing right now with the shotgun, calls, choke, ammo, and Onyx. So make sure you check that out on our Facebook page. But other than that, guys, let's jump straight into this week's episode. All right, guys, and first on the line, we have our buddy Rick Taylor on. Rick, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing awesome, man. Just, again, driving up, getting ready for this weekend. Tennessee should be a blast. So,
dude, I'm in Walmart picking up some last-minute stuff for the hunt this weekend myself.
Awesome. Well, I found out after this hunt down in South Georgia, make sure you always have toilet paper. It wasn't because of me, but but Jordan had an issue, and let's just say I got some footage that's absolutely money if it turned out.
Oh, that's good stuff. Good stuff.
Oh, man. But anyways, awesome. Okay, guys, so Rick today is going to be reporting on Tennessee. And, again, I'm heading up there. We're going to be hunting together. I'm going to be his cameraman this weekend for the governor's hunt. But he's been out scouting this property we're going to be hunting along with had some success with his daughter's hunt this past weekend for the youth hunt. So, first off, let's kind of recap that. That seemed like a pretty awesome hunt. It seemed like you had some success. And, getting kind of give us a little overview of the whole hunt.
Well, man, you know, we talked last week, and we were talking about the doing your homework, and that's exactly what I was able to do. I spent 3 or 4 days out there leading up to Saturday, and Friday was my last morning out there. And was able to get in there early, get the blind set up. Hopefully I had it in the right place, and ended up Saturday morning it was exactly where we needed to be. And had four toms come in first, and then they turned around and walked back to the hens. Then the hens just drug them right to us, man. And it literally, we had probably 16 to 18 minutes of footage of my daughter on the gun waiting for these birds to separate enough where she could get a shot. So it was pretty intense. I actually did it live on my Instagram. And man, to go back and watch it and relive it, man, just to feel that moment again for her. Finally, I was able to say kill him, and just I don't think I got the word him out of my mouth. And she pulled the trigger and smashed that bird at about 38 steps. So, you know, he had 3/4-inch spurs, about a 10-inch beard, and just a great mature bird right out the gate. So it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you're turning her into a little turkey killer, because I think, again, like I think we said earlier, I think she's, what, killed four now, four or five?
Yep. So she's 11 years old. She's hunted with me 5 seasons and has killed 4 mature birds in those 5 seasons. So
that's awesome.
She's a pro now.
I'd say so. That's awesome. Well, let's kind of jump straight into this report. You know, we got you coming in from Tennessee. Tennessee is going to be opening up this weekend. And it should be an exciting hunt, but, you know, kind of give us an overview of what you've been seeing lately on just overall gobbling activity. I mean, how's it been?
Well, I've spent a few more days on the same farm that we hunted last weekend, spent a few days up there this week, and birds are definitely gobbling great on the roost. Weather hadn't been a factor, no rain or anything like that. It's been clear, had some nice cool mornings, and birds are just really just letting go and hammering. Hens are really talking, so it should be good. You know, we have a little pressure system coming and some rain coming in Saturday night, but it should still be good for us come Saturday morning.
Awesome. Fantastic. Now, you know, you talked a little bit about hens. You know, is there any issue right now with having the birds extremely henned up, or are they starting to separate from what you've been seeing?
Well, after the hunt last weekend, you know, we had 4 coming in to the gun, and had another bird off to the right gobbling by himself. We could see 3 more strut through the trees back in another field. So they were kind of broken up. And day before yesterday, I was back out on the farm, and I saw a group of hens. There was 7 or 8 hens with 3 toms. So, you know, that kind of tells me that they're starting to bust up a little bit. So.
Okay, awesome. Now, you know, kind of getting to this another topic we kind of added for this week's short report that we're probably going to move forward with is, you know, what food source are you seeing some of these birds starting to hit on right now this time of the year in your area of Tennessee?
Well, so just this week, you know, and I'll throw today into the mix. So the beginning of the week, I've spent more time on my farm, which is about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes east of Nashville. That's a cattle farm, so these birds have got a lot to pick from. They're hitting the cattle pastures and flipping cow pies and doing their field bird thing. But I've been in West Tennessee, about an hour and a half hour and a half west of Nashville today, and man, the birds hear what I'm experiencing here. They're in the woods, still scratching what's left in the some of the pine thickets and things like that. There's a gas line that runs through the property. I don't see much sign there, so I think these birds here hadn't quite warmed up enough to get them out in the what fields are here to pick bugs, and cattle pastures are a little scarce on the property that I'm at. So not seeing the same thing. So it's kind of two different deals, you know, cattle pasture to woodlot birds. So
yeah, no,
we'll see what happens.
I hear that. I hunted this weekend in Georgia and went from hunting cattle farm turkeys to swamp turkeys, and it was very different in a way that kind of caught me off guard, which is kind of cool. But I'll talk about that a little bit later on this episode. Now, you know, from what you saw happen on the youth hunt with your daughter to going on to this weekend, you know, what's a tactic right now that you think might hopefully work with us this weekend, or what are we going to try to implement this weekend on the governor's tag to hopefully be able to, you know, strike up a bird?
You know, I took 2 days off just to get ready for the weekend, and it goes right back to what I said last week. I'm on a completely odd farm to me. I've never seen it up until today, and so I'm just here. I'm spending all day today, and tomorrow you and I'll put boots on the ground and get out early and listen, and you know, just try to do our homework. If we can locate, if it's just one or two birds gobbling, or we get an idea of what's happening in the morning, we'll have a better game plan, you know, just knowing where the birds are and kind of what their pattern is going to be. That's the tactic for this weekend for sure.
All right, fantastic. Now, kind of wrap this up, you know, what tips would you kind of throw out you know, for this week's episode, you know, for the listeners, maybe something they can try to implement or try out for this spring that maybe they haven't done in the past?
You know, it's going to be less about giving them a tip for how to kill a bird, but more about preparing yourself out there. So a friend of mine actually just pulled a tick off of herself on the juvenile weekend, and one of the things that I've got in my cart right here is some permethrin, and I'm going to treat all my clothes tonight. I will say this, you know, years ago I worked for Mossy Oak, and I was doing the hydrographic dipping, which is the camo process that goes on guns. Have any type of bug spray or mosquito spray or tick spray or anything that's got DEET in that, you get that on your hands and you touch your gun, you can actually take the finish off of your gun. So my tip would be get you some Sawyers or some just good old permethrin, and treat your clothes and treat yourself and keep the ticks off of you. She spent a few days sick, and hopefully it doesn't affect her, you know, long term, but she definitely had a bout of tick fever and some sickness to go with it. So I'd say just be careful out there and make sure you put some stuff on yourself that's going to protect you out there.
Yeah, and I've become a true believer of that. My friend Jonathan Bone from Catman Outdoors, he was kind of turning me on to permethrin this fall, and he was really using it and really started to believe in it. And I started implementing this turkey season, and how I knew I felt like it worked was opening weekend of Alabama season. You know, I treated all my clothes, and no one else did. It was me, Andrew, and our two buddies from Southern Ground, Parker McDonald and Tyler Malone. We all went hunting, and everybody but me got ticks. And we all, I mean, me and Andrew sat together the whole weekend. You know, Tyler hunted with us too. And it's like, you know, I don't know why he sat on one side of the tree, got ticks, and I did not. But I definitely, you know, kind of believe that permethrin really does help. So it's worth trying. I mean, if anything, you know, it's taking precautions, that it's something that, you know, definitely you don't want to get a tick-borne illness, especially during turkey season, for two reasons.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be out of the count, and you also don't want any long-term effects from that. So,
yeah, you know, one of the long-term effects is keeps you from eating red meat.
Yep.
You know, I like steak too much to worry about a tick. So,
exactly. Awesome. Well, Rick, once again, we appreciate it, man, and I will see you in a couple of hours, which, again, guys, by this episode drops, we will be out listening for birds tomorrow morning in Tennessee. Hopefully be able to get on a bird for our hunter this weekend for the governor's hunt. So let's do it.
That's the plan.
Awesome, brother. All right, well, thanks again for coming on this week's episode, Rick. And again, we'll probably have you on in the next couple weeks for sure as Tennessee season gets real hot. So we appreciate it.
Sounds good. Well, safe travels. I'll see you after a while then.
Y'all go ahead and write down the dates, June 28th through June the 30th. Go ahead and just mark those off your calendar so you can be at the Dalton Convention Center in Dalton, Georgia for the 2024 Mobile Hunters Expo. Y'all heard a ton of content from that expo last year that we posted. We talked about it a ton. Look, if you're the kind of person that listens to this podcast, this show was literally made for you. It was literally designed for you, which means you're going to love it. You know, all the best companies in mobile hunting are going to be there. A lot of the best deer killers in the Southeast are going to be there. A lot of our past podcast guests are going to be there. It's going to be an incredible event. And hey, if you've been looking to either get into a saddle or maybe a mobile lock-on setup or just a different kind of tree stand setup, I'm telling you, it's worth the investment to go to this show because they're all going to be there and you will get to try all of them in person before you buy it. So you don't have to order something online and then wait for it and then try it when it comes in to see if you really like it. You're going to get to go put your hands on everything all in one day, test it all out, and figure out exactly what works best for you and have it taken care of before deer season starts. So like I said, go ahead and put it on your calendar, guys. It's a no-brainer. You got to be at the show. Again, it's Friday, June 28th through Sunday, June 30th in Dalton, Georgia. We absolutely cannot wait to meet you guys there and talk hunting. So we'll see you at the 2024 Mobile Hunters Expo in Dalton, Georgia.